धारी गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन
गोपा गोविंद राम श्रीमद सुधार गिरिधारी गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन
श्री चैतन्य नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत सीता हरि गुरु वैष्णव भागवत गीता
श्री चैतन्य नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत सीता हरि गुरु वैष्णव भागवत गीता
शिरूप सनातन भट रघुनाथ श्री जीव गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ
शिरूप सनातन भट रघुनाथ श्री जीव गोपाल
हे छाय गोसाई करे चरण वंदन जहाँ होते विघ्न नाश अभीष्ट पुराण
हे छाय गोसाई करे चरण वंदन जहाँ होते विघ्न नाश अभीष्ट पुराण
हे छाय गोसाई जार मुईता दास तास बार पाद रेणु मोरा पंचग्रास
हे छाय गोसाई जार मुईता दास तास बार पाद रेणु मोरा पंचग्रास
तादेर आचरण सेवी भक्त सनवास जनमे होए अभिलाष
तादेर आचरण सेवी भक्त सनवास जनमे होए
हे छाय गोसाई जाबे ब्रज कुल बास राधा कृष्ण नित्य लीला कोरिल प्रकाश
हे छाय गोसाई जाबे ब्रज कुल बास राधा कृष्ण नित्य लीला कोरिल प्रकाश
आनंदे बोलो हरि बज वृंदावन श्री गुरु वैष्णव पादे माजयमान
आनंदे बोलो हरि बज वृंदावन श्री गुरु वैष्णव पादे मजयमान
श्री गुरु वैष्णव पाद पद्म कोरियाश नाम संकीर्तन कोहे नरोत्तम दास हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा
Hare Krishna
Krishna
Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama
Rama
So here's the translation. You can go along with me one by one. This is a song by Narottam Das Thakur. Much appreciated. Very similar words. You may be familiar with when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began his South India tour, left Jagannath Puri and was going along the road with his arms upraised and dancing in ecstasy. He sang a similar song, especially the second line, Gopal Govindaram Srimadhu Sudan, etc. Exact same words as found in Narottam's song. Oh, Lord Hari, O Lord Krishna, I offer my obeisances unto you, who are known as Hari, Yadava, Madhava, and Keshava. O Gopal, Govinda, Ram, Sri Madhusudan, Giridhari, Gopinath, and Madana Mohan. All glories to Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda. All glories to Sri Advaita Acharya and his consort, Sri Sita Thakurani. All glories to Lord Hari, to the spiritual master, the Vaishnavas, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Srimad Bhagavad Gita. All glories to Sri Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami. I offer my obeisances to the feet of these six Goswamis. By bowing to them, all obstacles to devotion are destroyed and all spiritual desires are fulfilled. I am the servant of that person who is the servant of these six Goswamis. The dust of their lotus feet is my five kinds of foodstuffs. This is my desire, that birth after birth I may live with those devotees who serve the lotus feet of these six Goswamis. When these six Goswamis lived in Braja, they revealed the lost holy places and explained the eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Just shout the names of Lord Hari in great ecstasy and worship the transcendental realm of Vrindavan while absorbing your mind in meditation upon the divine feet of the spiritual master and the Vaishnavas. Desiring to serve the lotus feet of Sri Guru and the Vaishnavas, Narottama Das sings this Sankirtan of the holy names of Lord Hari. I thought to begin this topic by following in our Founder Acharya's footsteps. That is, beginning with the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as we find in our Mangala Charana. Here's the title of the theme of our time together, this retreat, Following the Footsteps, and for the purpose of connecting with Krishna through the prayers of our Acharyas and Srimad Bhagavatam. So we know in the Mangala Charana prayers that we find in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, just after the introduction There's Mangalacharna prayers that Prabhupada liked to recite early. He just went through before every class. He would recite them all. So we do a similar when we have our yajna or something. And it starts with Rupa Goswami. So I thought, in this case, we would start with something in connection with Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. And you'll see why in just a moment. Amongst the six Goswamis, very interesting, Sanatan Goswami was the eldest, and as the elder brother of Rupa, in a family sense, in a cultural sense, the younger brother looks up to the elder brother. But in a deeper spiritual sense as well, Rupa Goswami looked up to Sanatan Goswami as his guru. He regarded him in that way, in a spiritual sense, not just in a cultural sense. Although, we'll hear, Rupa Goswami was the one who was especially empowered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We'll hear that this evening. And they had a third brother whose name was Anupam, and Anupam died when his son Jiva Goswami was very young. So when Jiva Goswami grew up, he took shelter of Rupa Goswami, who became his Diksha and Shiksha Guru. And under the instruction of both Rupa and Sanatan, he composed many transcendental writings. Chief amongst them was the Sandarbhas. And in the introductory verses to the Sandarbhas, we find this one. And I'll like to share what Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami writes about both Rupa, as you see, Rupa and Sanatana. Jayatam Mathura Bhum now, Srila Rupa Sanatanao, Yau Vileka Yatastatvam Gyapakao Pushtakam Imam. And the translation reads, all glories to Srila Rupa and Srila Sanatana in the land of Mathura. To make the truth properly understood, they are inspiring me to write this book. So, I like speaking about Jiva Goswami for many, many reasons, but he is such an ardent follower of Rupa Goswami, who is such an ardent follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we're in good hands if we're in the shelter of Jiva Goswami. And under their instruction, as he's saying here, they inspired and they instructed that he write this third of three commentaries on Srimad Bhagavatam, subject by subject, the first of them being this one, Tattva Sandarbha, you see the cover. So, here's this is a commentary was written about this book, the Tattva Sandarbha, by Baladev Vidyabhusan, one of the subsequent acharyas. And I'm going to read from what he wrote, because it's right in this BBT publication. Although externally they were family members, Srila Rupa revered and obeyed his elder brother Sanatana in a much more serious way because of their essential spiritual connection. In turn, Sri Jiva committed himself to Srila Rupa Goswami as a surrendered disciple. So, in this verse, the author honors his spiritual master and his grand spiritual master, and by so doing, he automatically offers homage to all their predecessors and to the Supreme Lord. I'm going to read. This is Gopi Puranadana's writing, which is following Baladev's commentary. The title Srila, Srila Rupa Sanatanao. Srila means endowed with the blessings of Sri, the goddess of fortune, and consort of Lord Vishnu. Rupa and Sanatana had these endowments. That's the blessings of the goddess of fortune. In the form of profound knowledge, detachment, and spiritual discipline. Jayatam, the first word, means may they be victorious, or in other words, may their super excellence prevail. Rupa, Sanatan, and later Jiva triumphed, especially in the land of Mathura, the best place in which to practice Krishna consciousness. After they overcame many obstacles one by one, their lives became perfect, as each was finally able to reach Mathura Mandala. In that most sacred of districts, they lived sometimes in Vrindavan and sometimes at other sites like Govardhan and Radhakund. They and other Goswamis founded temples for the deities of Krishna who preside over the town of Vrindavan. Srila Sanatana installed Radha Madan Mohan, and Srila Rupa installed Radha Govindaji, and Srila Jiva installed Radha Damodar. Srila Baladev Vidyabhusan states that the word Jayati, or is victorious, here expresses excellence beyond that of all other saintly persons, indicating that all Vaishnavas owe respect to Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. The current verse thus offers blessings to all the devotees of the Lord by reminding them to acknowledge the supremacy of these two transcendental brothers. And because Jiva Goswami considers himself one of the ordinary Vaishnavas, he hints that he too is obliged to remain always reverential toward his saintly uncles. Sri Jiva Goswami is grateful to Rupa and Sanatana for enlightening him and inspiring him in Krishna consciousness. They reveal to him the absolute truth, or tattva, in this regard. Baladev Vidyabhusan points out that this word tattva in the Vishvakosha dictionary assigns several meanings. Here's one. Tattva is a particular musical instrument. Tattva is the essential identity of something. And tattva is the supreme soul. The tattva revealed to Jiva by Rupa and Sanatan was the supreme personality of Godhead, along with his entire retinue. Thus, for Sri Jiva, his uncles were imparters of knowledge, gyapakau, but not in the ordinary sense. They gave their student the kind of knowledge unobtainable from materially motivated teachers. Remember the theme, coming closer to Krishna, or following in the footsteps of great personalities, so where the truths of Krishna become revealed. That's why I'm reading this. Belief in God marks the beginning of spiritual progress, but to make substantial advancement, one must be seriously committed to following a living representative of God. initiating and instructing spiritual masters are a disciple's direct personal link to the entire line of previous acharyas and through them to the Supreme Lord. A spiritual master is responsible for knowing the individual spiritual needs of his disciples, whom he must teach how to become pure and perform devotional service. He should discover the mood of service that is natural for his disciple. Only by becoming the disciple of a Vaishnava can a conditioned soul revive his link with the spiritual reality. So we're beginning in this place, as mentioned, because that's how our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada observed the Mangalacharna approaching Krishna through the representatives of Krishna like this, and specifically Rupa Goswami, but we're approaching both Rupa and Sanatan as followers of Rupa and Sanatan, as is Jiva Goswami, as are we. They were empowered, as the song of Narottam wrote, to write transcendental literature, these two primary services, about the personality of Godhead, revealing the pastimes and intimacies and intricacies of the loving dealings of the residents of Vrindavan with Krishna. And they established deities and places of pastimes of Krishna under the order of Mahaprabhu. So we'll spend a little bit of time now specifically on Rupa Goswami and then Sanatan Goswami. And that's how we'll spend our evening together. When you read in Bhagavad Gita, the first verse of the Mangalacharna prayers is this one. And same when we have our yajna performances, it's the very first mantra that we recite in approaching all of our disciplic succession. We go first to Rupa Goswami. So let us say together, Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamai Dadati Svapadantikam. Here's the translation. When will Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, who has established within this material world the mission to fulfill the desire of Lord Chaitanya, give me shelter under his lotus feet? Now the source of this verse is again Narottam Das Thakur. Narottam Das Thakur was a student of Jiva Goswami. He learned everything of the scriptures from Jiva, who learned everything from Rupa and Sanatan, who learned everything from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself. So his writings, our acharyas have accepted, Narottam Das Thakur's writings are as good as scripture. Now specifically within this verse, it's Rupa Goswami who has established within this material world the mission to fulfill the desire of Lord Chaitanya. Stapitam yena bhutale. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam. Stapitam yena bhutale. So here's some references from Chaitanya Charitamrita that confirms the same. Here's a verse from the first verse of chapter 19 of Madhya Lila. This whole chapter is about the exchanges between Lord Chaitanya and Rupa Goswami. The translation reads, before the creation of this cosmic manifestation, the Lord enlightened the heart of Brahma with the details of creation and manifested the Vedic knowledge. So Brahma had these two functions, create the universe and manifest the Vedas. So both were inspired within the heart of Brahma. In exactly the same way, the Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that is, being anxious to revive the Vrindavan pastimes of Lord Krishna, impregnated the heart of Rupa Goswami with spiritual potency. By this potency, Srila Rupa Goswami could revive the activities of Krishna in Vrindavan, activities almost lost to memory in this way. He spread Krishna consciousness throughout the world. Of course, he did so through his writings and then training others in his writings, and then they trained others in their writings and so forth through generations. But the seed came from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly to Rupa Goswami. So later in the chapter, here's three verses. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught Srila Rupa Goswami the ultimate limit of the truth about Lord Krishna, the truth about devotional service, and the truth about transcendental mellows, culminating in conjugal love between Radha and Krishna. Finally, he told Rupa Goswami about the ultimate conclusions of Srimad Bhagavatam. So this word truth comes three times. That's that same word tattva that we saw in Jiva Goswami's writings. Next verse. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught Rupa Goswami all the conclusions he had heard from Ramananda Roy and duly empowered him so that he could understand them. How's that? Not only he heard, but he could fully understand so that he could speak and write and teach and give. Lord Chaitanya selected him. We'll hear why Lord Chaitanya selected. By entering the heart of Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered him to ascertain properly the conclusions of all truths. He made him an experienced devotee whose decisions correctly agree with the verdicts of the disciplic succession. Thus, Sri Rupa Goswami was personally empowered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's a lot of power. The power of the personality of Godhead, the most merciful of all forms of the Lord, transferred all of his mercy and potency and realizations and understandings to Rupa Goswami so he could write them. And later in the chapter, indeed, Srila Rupa Goswami, whose dear friend was Swarup Damodar, was the exact replica of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was very, very dear to the Lord, being the embodiment of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic love. Rupa Goswami was naturally very beautiful. He very carefully followed the principles enunciated by the Lord, and he was a competent person to explain properly the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Again, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expanded his mercy to Srila Rupa Goswami just so that he could render service by writing transcendental literatures. And boy, did he write transcendental literatures. We're going to touch on some of that shortly. An example, so this comes later in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, but here's a situation where Rupa Goswami heard Lord Chaitanya reciting a verse while conducting kirtan, and it sounded to the mundane ear, it sounded like a Bollywood love song. Woo woo woo, she loves him, da 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 da. And people didn't understand. But Rupa Goswami understood, and so he wrote a companion verse in Sanskrit to explain it was Radha's feelings of separation from Krishna. And he wrote it very poetically and very beautifully and eloquently. And he stuck it in his thatched roof so when he went to take his midday bath by the sea. And while he was gone, Lord Chaitanya came and saw Rupa wasn't there, but he saw this leaf stuck in his roof, and he read it. And Rupa Goswami came back, and Lord Chaitanya kept that leaf. And then he went and asked Sarup Damodar, how did he understand my mind? No one understands my mind. And Sarup Damodar said, there's only one explanation. And that explanation is, you gave him your mercy. Because otherwise it's not possible to understand your mind. And then Lord Chaitanya confirmed it's true. I saw in Rupa Goswami a fit person to take my message and give it to the world. And so I gave him the fullness of my mercy. And then later he confirmed the same thing. Twice in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So that's a lot of mercy. And all the truths of everything to be known became known by Rupa Goswami. And the power to write. Tomorrow we're going to hear a couple of the verses of Rupa Goswami from Vidagdha Madhava directly glorifying Lord Chaitanya. Tomorrow. Morning. No, afternoon. Tomorrow morning. So, very beautiful. Very esoteric. And the truths that Narottam Das Thakur is reciting in that song that we sang together came to him from Jiva Goswami, which came to him from Rupa Goswami, which came to him from Lord Chaitanya. So this is Lord Chaitanya speaking to Sarup Damodar. I thereupon also bestowed upon him my transcendental potency. Now you should also give him instructions, in particular instruct him in transcendental mellows, because that's one of the primary deep, profound teachings that Rupa Goswami provides in Nectar Devotion, is the mellows of devotion. He played a very significant role in Srila Prabhupada's life, Rupa Goswami. Prabhupada disclosed in a confidential discussion with his disciples one time at the Radhadamodar temple when he was in some anxiety about how is this possible to go to the West and give Lord Chaitanya's teachings. Rupa Goswami appeared and said, Maharaj, don't worry about anything. Go ahead and travel to the West and preach. Just preach the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the chanting of Hare Krishna. You will be successful, I guarantee, because I will be right with you all the time. Pretty far out, huh? Now, what Prabhupada disclosed to disciples in a very private, intimate discussion was spoken of on another occasion. There's a book published by Mula Prakriti called Our Srila Prabhupada, A Friend to All. And she interviewed, some of you may know, the Vrindavan Research Institute. This is the collection of Jiva Goswami's handwriting and his books and everything. The Vrindavan Research Institute disclosed like this. Srila Prabhupada said, because he often went to meet with Srila Prabhupada, he had a loving, friendly relation with him. Srila Prabhupada said he had received a visit last night in the courtyard by Srila Rupa Goswami's Samadhi. He saw some very beautiful persons. One was wearing only a coping and was chanting on large Tulsi Mala around his neck. His eyes were large, like lotus flowers, and he was extremely effulgent. Also coming there was another personality, dressed similarly, but older and taller, very kindly to him. Behind them was a much younger sadhu whose beauty and sweetness were captivating. Swami Maharaj told me there were Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatan Goswami, and their nephew Srila Jiva Goswami. He said they spoke to him and gave him mercy and guidance for his writing and for his future preaching. I tried to ask more, but this is all he would tell me. And here we are, recipients of such mercy, directly coming in line from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this position of Rupa Goswami, honored by Narottam Das Thakur in this way, that he established within the world the mission to fulfill Lord Chaitanya's mission. He was empowered to do that. This is an illustration, artist illustration of Rupa Goswami at Ter Kadamba, where he's writing his nectar devotion. And at Ter Kadamba, there's a little mandir inside this grove of trees. And if you look carefully, above in Sanskrit, there is this writing, Ada danas trinan dantayar idam yache punak punak srimad rupa padam bhojo rajo sham janma janmani. This is taken from a writing of Raghunath Das Goswami, who is similarly honoring Rupa Goswami this way. Holding a straw, that's this trin, holding a straw between my teeth, dantayar, I beg, punak punak, again and again, that birth after birth, I may become the dust, rajaham, of the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami. Now, Raghunath Das Goswami, like Jiva Goswami, was younger, like one generation younger. So they, Jiva and Raghunath, they looked up to Rupa Goswami, but not just like, you know, he's nice and friendly and he treats us kindly, but they understood the unique empowerment that he had received and he was transmitting to them. And so they're begging. In this case, Raghunath Das is begging for this special opportunity to become a little particle of dust at Rupa Goswami's feet. These are the Krishna Balaram deities that are at that little temple at Ter Kadamba. And here's a close-up. Krishna Balaram. Now, Krishna Balaram, because Ter Kadamba is very close to Nandagram. Nandagram is where Krishna lived and took care of the cows and herded the cows with the cowherd boys every day. And Ter Kadamba is a place where at the end of the day, Krishna would climb one of the Kadamba trees and call on his flute the groups of the cows of Nanda Maharaj, to have them come to the Goshal. That was one of his pastimes. So now we heard this description by Jiva Goswami, or Baladev, that Sanatan Goswami engaged in worship of Madan Mohan. This is an image, an artist's drawing, of a pastime between the two. When Madan Mohan was brought by one Brahmana for Sanatan Goswami to worship, because the deity appeared in the mind of the Brahmana during his dream, the deity said, I want to be worshipped by Sanatan, take me there. And Sanatan, when he was approached by the Brahmin, said, I can't. I don't have the spiritual qualification to worship a deity, and besides that, I don't have anything to offer to the deity. So there was this argument between the deity and Sanatana Goswami. Said, you can give me whatever you have. You whatever you eat, you offer that. Well, I just have some dry chapati flour and water. So, and no salt and no butter. So just offer that. And some days went by and the deity said, can't you get some salt? That he would directly receive from Sanatana Goswami's hand the offerings. There's a long story about this. So very intimate was the worship of Sanatana Goswami in Madan Mohan. And a similar song of praise of Sanatana Goswami, because we're hearing from these acharyas, by taking shelter of these exalted personalities, in effect, we're taking shelter of the entire disciplic succession in Krishna. So that's what we're doing this evening. This is another verse written by Raghunath Das Goswami. Shishi Kishore Kishori Ki. Raghunath Das Goswami is not famous for writing. He's famous for other things. He's famous for his austerity, for his keeping of vows and such things. But the little that he did write was very meaningful, very powerful, very devotional. So here's a verse he wrote about Sanatana Goswami from the book Vilapa Kushmanjali. I was unwilling to drink the nectar of devotional service, possessed of renunciation. He's like renunciation personified, even before he met Sanatana Goswami. But he's speaking like that about himself. But Sanatana Goswami, out of his causeless mercy, made me drink it. And even though I was otherwise unable to do so, therefore he is an ocean of mercy. He is very compassionate to fallen souls like me. And thus it is my duty to offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. Some of you who have accustomed to hearing Srila Prabhupada's lectures, you know this phrase, para dukkha dukkhi. He would use that phrase, para dukkha dukkhi, commonly to refer to Prahlad Maharaj, because he was para dukkha dukkhi. He was, his dukkha, his unhappiness was to see the unhappiness of the conditioned souls. We're going to touch on that tomorrow. But Raghunath Das is honoring Sanatana Goswami in this very special way. Here's another translation of this verse. I surrender to Srila Sanatana Goswami. He is an ocean of mercy, and always unhappy to see the suffering of others. Although I was blind in the darkest ignorance, he gave me the light of transcendental knowledge. He taught me the real meaning of detachment and made me drink the highest nectarian rasa, that of divine love. So one more verse. This is just a sample of what Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur wrote about Rupa Goswami, that he expressed very, very sweetly divine teachings. This is his own writing. When I was referencing this, one devotee during a room conversation was asking Prabhupada, they were familiar with this verse, but in the commentary it doesn't say what the source of it is. And Prabhupada said, does it not list the source? Then he said that it's Rupa Goswami's. Because the standard of great personalities, when they would do writing, whatever they were extracting from some scripture, they would at the end give credit to where the scripture came from, so someone later could reference it, etc. And if it's not from a scripture, in this case it's not, it's Rupa Goswami's writing. Kamadinam katika katina katita parita durnideshas. Probably when Dravida came, this is one of his favorite verses. Does anybody remember? Yes, he did this one. He, you know how he recites. It sounds very sweet, very different. So here's the translation. Oh my Lord, there's no limit to the unwanted orders of lusty desires. Although I have rendered them so much service, they have not shown any mercy to me. I have not been ashamed to serve them, nor have I even desired to give them up. Oh, my Lord, oh, head of the Yadu dynasty, recently, however, my intelligence has been awakened, and now I'm giving them up. Due to transcendental intelligence, I now refuse to obey the unwanted orders of these desires, and I now come to you to surrender myself at your fearless lotus feet. Kindly engage me in your personal service and save me. In this song, there's embedded, there's multiple things. There's humility. There's submission. There's dedication to service, praying for attachment to the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead, recognizing that which becomes possible to overcome the attraction and the distractions of the material world requires spiritual intelligence, buddhi, and Krishna gives spiritual intelligence through the spiritual master and through the heart. Krishna gives intelligence so that one can leave aside the distractions. We heard in Jiva Goswami's explanation there were so many obstacles that Rupa and Sanatan had to undergo, and they overcame those obstacles. And they took shelter in Vrindavan, in Mathura, the best of places, and perfected their lives. So our lives as, you know, Hare Krishna devotees, not living in Vrindavan, living our lives as we live our lives, the same access is there by this descending mercy, and gradually, slowly, step by step, very faithfully, taking up the teachings and the practices given to us through our founder Acharya as he received blessings of Rupa and Sanatan and Jiva Goswami to fulfill his mission and carried it to us. And here we are. So recognition, the reason for starting this weekend together on this topic, to go to the lotus feet of Rupa and Sanatan, and in turn for that matter, Jiva Goswami, is they are the ones that have empowered, along with Bhaktisiddhanta, of course, the whole of the disciplic succession empowered Srila Prabhupada to achieve what no one has achieved before and is still dynamically happening. The same access is there for us. And so we place ourselves as Raghunath Das Goswami said about Sanatana Goswami, I'm obliged to place myself at the feet of these personalities, Rupa and Sanatana, that they may force us, being unqualified, but still force us, help us to take this sweet nectar of devotional service and attain beyond the struggle with the temporary that we all know too well. That it's intended for us, it's not imaginary. It's intended for us. That's the gift that Prabhupada came to give, that our previous acharyas have also come to give. We just have to receive with an open heart, humble, grateful, open heart. So that's where we're starting our time together for this winter retreat. I like it, winter retreat. I was just in Florida. It's not so cold in Florida, but it's cold up here. Any comments or questions? We're going to need the microphone. We're probably going to need the lights also. Anything? Okay. Well, we'll end then. Oh, here's one. Yes?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. So it's important to pray to our acharyas for their mercy and also follow the way they prayed also to develop our relationship with Krishna. Both are required.
I'm not sure I got your question. Do we pray to Krishna and to our acharyas? Is that your question?
Yeah. The recommended process is we pray to acharyas for their mercy and also follow how they prayed to the Krishna.
Yes. Yes. It is a very prominent part or element of the Gaudiya line to invoke the mercy of the previous acharyas. Now, it's not jumping over our spiritual master to do that. It's under the guidance and instruction and tradition of our line to do that. If Prabhupada likens it to the grandfather is more merciful than the father. I mean, they're both merciful, but the grandfather may be very kind. It's, you know, there can be some grumpy grandfathers too, but very merciful towards the grandchild. And it's not like the father says, hey, how come you're going to a grandfather? You should come to me. You know, it's under the instruction and with the happiness. So it's part of our line. We're Rupanugas. And having that mood of calling for the mercy of Rupa and Sanatana, offering our respects to them, heartfelt, not like casual, but heartfelt, the respects, and then see how they offer their prayers. Yeah. Tomorrow we'll see some of that from Rupa to Lord Chaitanya, how they offer their prayer to Lord Chaitanya. Yeah.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. So you define tattva in three different ways. Somehow I missed those. Could we hear again?
Sure.
And the source of that?
It's Jiva Goswami is drawing from Baladeva Vidyabhusan's commentary. Excuse me, Gopi Pranadana is drawing from Baladeva's commentary on Jiva's writing. So Baladeva wrote a commentary on Tattva Sundarbha. Baladeva Vidyabhusan wrote a commentary on Tattva Sundarbha. And Gopi is taking from his commentary. Now there, some of the translations, like Bhanu Swami's, has Jiva Goswami's writings, and then just the translation of Baladeva's commentary. And what Gopi has done is he has taken the essence of Baladeva's commentary and incorporated into a commentary. Anyway. It's three things. I can take it verbatim, but it's a certain kind of an instrument. It doesn't say what, it's a dictionary definition. It's a certain kind of instrument. It's the essence of a thing, and it's the Supreme Soul. Those are the three. Just a dictionary definition. Okay? Sival?
You had?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for your class. My question was, how can we be a true Rupa Nugalik? What should we do to represent?
You follow his instructions and his mood, both. That's how to be a true one. So read Nectar Devotion and understand what it is that he's instructing, and you follow that. Of course, Nectar of Instruction, similarly. And you take that on board. You take it inside, not just the behavior, but the understanding, and you live by that understanding, and it goes inside. And try to understand his mood. And his, one way to describe his mood is he wants to give his profound appreciation for Krishna in Vrindavan. He wants to give that. So that's part of his mood. So when you receive, when you sense his mood, you imbibe his mood just naturally. Those with whom you associate, you take on qualities like they have. So in those two ways you become a true Rupa Nuga. And it's gradual. And then then there's commentators on the writings of Rupa Goswami. And then you can, that will help you also understand.
Guru Maharaj, I want you to ask your understanding of our relationship in Srila Prabhupada is a preeminent acharya for us.
Yes.
And also we learn that, for the characteristic of Srila Prabhupada, he becomes a preeminent acharya in Kali Yuga, basically. We learn that in the disciple course.
Yes.
And Srila Prabhupada is teaching us to be Rupa Nugas. So that relationship between Srila Prabhupada as a preeminent acharya but taking shelter on Srila Rupa Goswami, that it seems, that how we should approach or what would be that relationship with Srila Rupa Goswami?
It sounds like that question has already been discussed, but I don't mind discussing it again. It's under the instruction of Srila Prabhupada to do this, taking him as our preeminent Shiksha Guru, as you put it, then he wants us to do this. And so we do this because he wants us to do this. Like when you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, for example, when you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, well, even before reading, Prabhupada said on more than one occasion that if you really want to understand the truths about Krishna, read carefully Brahma Samhita. So it's under the instruction of Prabhupada to do that. We do that. And the commentary in Brahma Samhita is Bhakti Siddhanta, that it's not Prabhupada. He did not make a commentary on Brahma Samhita. Bhakti Siddhanta's commentary is the English version of Bhaktivinoda's Bengali version, which is the Bengali version of Jiva Goswami's Sanskrit of Brahma Samhita. And that's what we get. And we, Prabhupada said, we'll understand all the truths about Krishna just by reading, and my disciples should study it very carefully. So like that, it's not like that's not the only thing he said, but that's one of the things he said. If you want to understand bhakti, then you read the Sandarbhas of Jiva Goswami. No, everything is there in Srimad Bhagavatam. Why go to somewhere else? And there's the Bhaktivedanta purports. So why go anywhere else? Because Prabhupada said. So the primary part of our diet is Bhaktivedanta purports. And in those Bhaktivedanta purports, he says these other things. So we do these other things on the strength of the same for Rupa Goswami. What's our relationship? We're followers of him through the medium of Srila Prabhupada. And through Srila Prabhupada, we get a sense of connection with Bhaktisiddhanta, and through Bhaktisiddhanta, etc., the line. The songs of Narottam Das Thakur, the songs of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, that Prabhupada loved very much and taught. Same. It's just part of our family, our spiritual family, that connects us to Lord Chaitanya. Srila Prabhupada's mission is the mission of Lord Chaitanya. Rupa Goswami's mission is the mission of Lord Chaitanya. So we approach Rupa Goswami through our founder Acharya, or through our present Acharya, then founder Acharya. It's just part of a spiritual family. It doesn't minimize the significance of our preeminent Shiksha Guru to go to places where he said, you go here, go there. Doesn't minimize that connection. Any more than, let's say, our current disciples of some Diksha Guru, that Diksha and Shiksha from their Diksha Guru isn't minimized by Prabhupada being the preeminent Shiksha Guru. It's just that he's preeminent. And so Rupa Goswami, everything that Prabhupada has given us is from Rupa Goswami. It's in Rupa Goswami, who gave everything. Lord Chaitanya gave everything to him. He's giving it to us. Thus he, you know, didn't even complete the Srimad Bhagavatam commentary, because he's translated so many other things, like Nectar Devotion and Nectar of Instruction, Sri Ashopanishad, and other things. Although his primary, like, dedication from way back in India was the entire Srimad Bhagavatam. He did a time out to connect us with Rupa Goswami. And Chaitanya Charitamrita. Anyone else? Yes?
From the song we sang today, I have a question about that panchagras. Dust of their lotus feet is my five kind of food stuff. Is that Narottam Das Thakur literally saying it's a food item, or five kind of sadhana he is referring to? Or
I'm not sure, but my understanding from reading, the commentary may say something else. So I can take some time tonight and research the commentary, see if it says something else.
Because of our Guru Astakam prayer, we have Chaturvidha Bhagavad Prasada.
Yeah.
So I was thinking.
Like Lekrap, drunk and swallowed, four kinds.
Yeah.
Now here it's five kinds. Don't know. Don't know. Pancha, not Chatur. Okay. See the Prabhupada key? Yeah.